Gospel Contemplation for the Second Sunday of Lent. Today's scripture is from the ninth chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. Music is Headwaters by Chad Crouch in the public domain. If you are unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn the audio off and do that. You can always turn it back on when you're ready to move on, or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace of whatever you need most right now. If you're not sure what to ask for, you might ask for the grace to experience how good it is to be in God's presence. Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead could mean. You have joined Jesus and three disciples for a hike up a high mountain. Take a moment to get a sense of your surroundings. What can you see? Is there an easy path up the mountain, or do you have to clear it yourselves? Are there trees or other vegetation? Is the terrain smooth or rocky? What kind of day is it? What do you hear? Are there any birds singing, insects chirping? Hear the crunch of feet on the ground as you walk. What do you feel? Is there a breeze that touches your skin or sunshine? Perhaps rain is falling. What does the mountain air smell like? Look at Jesus and the other disciples. What do they look like? What are they wearing? How tall are they in relation to you? Continue on your walk up the mountain, letting your imagination of the scene take over. Who do you walk with? Do you chat or stay silent? Do you rest or push on? Spend a few moments with this walking up the mountain. Arriving at a place near the top of the mountain, you all stop for a moment. And Jesus is transfigured before your eyes. His clothes become dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. How do you react to this transformation? How does it affect you? Slowly, you realize that there are two people there, talking with Jesus. Peter identifies them as Moses and Elijah when he suggests making dwellings for the three of them. Peter says, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here." What is your feeling in this moment? you hear a great voice say, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." What is it like to hear this? Let your prayer continue with your imagination. Before you close your prayer, spend a few moments talking with Jesus or one of the other disciples, sharing your thoughts and feelings about what happened, and listening to what he has to say in response. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.